Fifth Perek of Bava Basra, fourth Mishnah. Koinish Ne Ilonis Betokz De Chaveiro. If Reuven buys two trees within the field of his friend, according to the Tanakama, he has a right to leave the tree there, but he does not own the earth around it. This has various implications. We will see later in respect to Choshen Mishpat, monetary law, and also in respect to Halachas of Zeraim. In order to be able to bring it as Bikurim, it has to grow on your land. So if he owns the land, he said he could bring the Bikurim and say it grew in my land. If not, he can't. But Meyayim Konakalka, and Meyah says that you were kind of the Kaka also. We pass on the Chacham. Higdilu. If the branches got wider, lo yishap, you should not, the one who owns the kaka should not chop them down. Even though the fact that the branches get wider affects the kaka underneath it, but we're going quite to the Tanakama that the one who bought the tree does not have right to the ground, and therefore we say that I didn't buy the ground, but he made his ground subservient to my tree. Which really means that as long whatever my tree needs, the balabais can't say that it's disturbing my ground. So therefore, he can let the tree branches grow. If the branches go wider, the balakarka cannot have them chopped off. Ha'olam min hageza shaloi, something that grows out of the trunk belongs to the one who bought this tree. Umin hasharoshim, but something starts growing from under the roots. Yeah, sometimes a tree that from the root itself underground starts a new tree. That belongs to the balakarka. In Mesil and Lokarka, if the trees died, so since the one who bought them only, according to the Tanakama, bought right to the karka, therefore, if they died, that's the end of his zchuyot, his rights. Koner shloisha, but if he bought three trees, according to the Tanakama, koner karka, hikila yishapta. Since if you buy three trees, you bought the earth underneath it, then basically the sale is that piece of property. With the trees, if the branches go out of the property, now the balakarka has the right to tell him to cut back the branches, because he only has a right to the area where the trees are growing in. Whatever grows out of this tree, whether it's from the tree itself or from its roots, it belongs to the one who bought the tree, because the karka also belongs to him. Even if it died, he still keeps the karka, because once again he bought the karka itself.